Good morning. We'll call this meeting of the Rules Committee to order. Today is Thursday, March 19th. The first order of business will be approval of the minutes. Representative Hillstrom moves approval of the minutes dated March.
I'm not on the committee.
Then Representative Isaacson moves approval of the minutes March 17th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say nay. The motion prevails. The minutes are adopted. Members, pursuant to Rule 1.10 of the House of Representatives, a bill that's prepared by the department or agency has to be introduced at least 10 days before the first committee deadline. Some bills were given to the House that did not meet that deadline, so those are currently in the Rules Committee. We need to move those bills to their respective committees. So, first of all, the Chair will move that House File 1792 be re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services Reform. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. The motion prevails. Chair also moves that House File 2009 be referred from the Rules Committee to the Commerce and Regulatory Reform Committee. Any discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So is this bill is an agency bill?
Representative Thiessen, that's my understanding.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. And just one other point, Mr. Chair.
Representative Thiessen.
And I'm not sure about this one because it just got dropped yesterday, but I just want to note for the record that each of the bills that we're referring to got to the legislature on February 27th, well in advance of the March 10th deadline. So I just want that to be clear on the record that this wasn't an issue of the agencies getting bills to the legislature late, but just the bills, for whatever reason, were not introduced until after the deadline. And the ones that were introduced by Democrats didn't get to the Democrats until, I think, either March 6th or March 9th, with one day before the deadline, just so that's clear on the record.
Thank you, Representative Thiessen. So House File 2009, the Chair moves that House File 2009 be referred to the Committee on Commerce and Regulatory Reform. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. Representative next one is House File 1801. The Chair moves that House File 1801 be referred to the Committee on Transportation, Policy, and Finance. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. Next, the Chair moves that House File 1751 be referred to the Committee on Civil Law and Data Practices. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion prevails. Last and finally, House File 1744. The Chair moves that House File 1744 be re-referred to the Committee on Transportation Policy and Finance. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The motion prevails. Next is the calendar for the day, March 23rd. The Chair moves that the calendar for the day... I move the calendar for the day, Thursday, March 23rd, 2015. Any discussion? Representative Thiessen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to divide the motion and vote on number one separately for number two.
All right. So Representative Thiessen moves that we divide the motion, so I assume you prefer that we vote on House File 889 first, then...
That would be great. Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Right. Any discussion? All those in favor of the first half of the amendment, House File 889, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say nay. Motion prevails. House File 1027. Representative Thiessen, do you have any comments on that?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. First, if we could just get a roll call on that.
Roll call has been requested on the approval of the calendar for the day for House File 1027. Representative
And then Thiessen. The second question, maybe this is a question for you, Mr. Chair. Well, first of all, you know, it's going to be second deadline week, and so this could have an extensive debate, so I was concerned about that. But secondly, does this have a companion in the Senate? I mean, if we are moving this during the deadline week and taking time away from committees to get their work done, I'm hopeful that there's a path forward on this. And so I just was wondering if it had a Senate companion.
Representative Thiessen, my understanding is there is a Senate author. Where it is in that status, whether it's been introduced, whether it's been passed out of the committee, I'm not familiar with that. Representative Thiessen.
Okay. My understanding is there's no Senate author at this point. And again, it would have to meet the deadline of next Friday to meet any deadlines to keep moving forward. So again, my question simply is whether, or the question of the committee, I guess, is why we would be taking what may be substantial time on the House floor on Monday when we have deadlines to meet on everybody else's policy bills. We have committees meeting all day and into the night, and likely will next week as well. So I would encourage us to not put this on the calendar for the day for now and wait until we have more time to address it and see if there's actually a Senate companion to the bill.
Thank you. Any additional discussion from members? Seeing none, the clerk will take the roll on the motion.
Chair Garofalo?
Yes.
Vice Chair Kelly?
Yes.
Representative Albright?
Yes.
Representative Bernardi?
No.
Representative Freiberg?
No.
Representative Gunther?
Yes.
Representative Hoppe?
Aye.
Representative Horton? Representative Isaacson?
No.
Representative Cresha?
Aye.
Representative Mack?
Aye.
Representative Nelson?
No.
Representative O'Driscoll?
Aye.
Representative O'Neill?
Yes.
Representative Pilarski?
Yes.
Representative Pinto? Representative Sanders?
Yes.
Representative Scott?
Yes.
Representative Swedensky?
Yep.
Representative Thiessen?
No.
Representative Bielekeem?
No.
And there's a young vote at the table. The chair would like to give the chair, that young woman, a vote, too. Is that okay, Representative Thiessen?
Yeah, really loud. Get loud. She said aye.
The child at the table abstains from voting.
It's for real life.
Motion prevails on a vote of 13-6. Thank you, members. Any additional discussion or items for the agenda? With that, we're adjourned. Thank you.